I titled this message, and I had another message studied out. I know the preachers are acquainted with this. I had another complete message, and Friday evening it changed. So Saturday, yesterday, I got my pen and I started praying, weeping before God. So God changed it to this today. But the Lord helps me. I got the title of my message is, "Lead Me, Lord, and I Will Follow." Lead me, Lord, and I will follow. Psalms 25:1. Listen to David's sincere prayer. Verse 1. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Oh, my God, I trust in thee. Skip down now to verse 4. Show me thy ways. Dear Lord, I lift my soul up unto thee. Show me thy ways. Oh Lord, teach me thy paths. Verse 5. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. David was a saying, Lord, I cannot make it, and I cannot find my way home without you. You may be seated. Show me your way.
Mercy, Lord.
Teach me thy path.
Yes.
Lead me in the truth. Teach me, because you're the God of my salvation.
Blessing, Lord.
Hallelujah, Lord. How many's ever been lost while traveling somewhere in a vehicle? You get turned around, you pull off from the road to recalibrate. Where am I at? You know, before, when Mary and I was first married, I'd be over there driving, Kevin. She filled out one of those great big old maps. We didn't have GPS. We didn't have Google Maps. We didn't have Garmin or nothing. And we'd still get turned around. I mean, you got roads going this way, crisscross, north, south, east, west, everywhere. Little lines, big lines, red lines, blue lines. And I can't tell you how many times, Brother Charlie, that we got turned around and had to pull off into a gas station and go in there and say, now we're looking for a certain route in a certain place. Can you all point us in the right direction?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. How many times? I can tell you, Garmin GPS and Google Maps on your phone are not totally accurate.
Right.
I got in trouble here just the other day with it.
Yeah.
They'll get you turned around and lost. I was called about a couple months ago to go into West Liberty, Kentucky, way out in the country, to preach a funeral. And I put it right in there exact. I called the wife. It was her husband that passed away. And I called the wife and I said, give me your address. And I punched it in. And off we went. I mean, we made it perfect right down 64, right through past Grayson Lake, right down through there, and got over into West Liberty area. And my GPS said, turn, make a left right here. That woman said, make a left right here. And there's a narrow road, and the farther we went out on that road, the narrower it got, and everything said, make a left right here. We made a left right there, went up this hill, and it was breaking off on the edge over here, going down in a holler, and I went up there. There's only one house up there. Lord have mercy. You know, completely turned around. So I had to come back down. I was running late. That funeral was going to be just pretty soon. So I called a pastor in Ashland and asked him for a number of somebody in that family, and they said, Tommy, you're in the wrong location. I said, that's what Google told me. And I said, I'm out here in the middle of nowhere. She said, where are you at? It was the daughter. And I told her exactly, there's a car wash right here, and there's a parts store right here, and I said, I'm right there. She said, I'll send my husband to you. He'll be there just in a few minutes. Well, it took him 15 or 20 minutes to get there. That's how far away that I was from that destination.
Wow.
He come down through there, big old smile pulled in. He said, follow me. Follow me. You know, it's easy to to get lost mm-hmm. in the physical, in the material realm, and in this whole world.
Amen.
But I tell you what, when you get turned around and you get lost spiritually
yeah.
and mentally, that's far worse.
Right.
When you don't know where you're at,
yes.
and you try to get your bearings.
Amen.
Where am I at, Lord?
Blessing, Lord?
Can you show me where I'm at? What to do, which direction to go. Can you be honest and say, Lord, there's been times in my life I just did not know.
Amen.
Would you teach me thy paths, God?
Yes.
Would you direct my steps, Lord?
Yes.
Guide me in your truth, Lord. There's only one way. And his name is Jesus. There's only one way to the pearly gate. And he yes. is the door.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, my Savior will never lead you wrong.
Right.
He'll never show you wrong. He's the best thing that ever happened to anybody.
Yeah,
Jesus said, I am the way, and I am the truth, and I am the life, and I am the good shepherd, and I am the door to heaven. How many can say, I'm glad that I know the way to heaven, and I am following Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Got lost squirrel hunting one time. I was still in high school, maybe just got out of high school. Just bear with me for a little while. Man that Dad worked with, he said, Tommy can come out and hunt on my land. He told me way up in the east land. Go up. I finally found my way up into there. Got my shotgun, got my hunting jacket on, loaded my pockets with shotgun shells, and I hit the ridgeline. Man, it was beautiful woods, you know, one squirrel hunting. Got up in there, made it to the top of the ridge, and I thought, looked out there, and there's another valley, another ridge. That's where I made my mistake, went down in there. I said, man, there's all kind of real good trees over on that other ridge. I think I'll go over there. It was getting late in the evening. I had no flashlight. I had no phone, no GPS. And I don't know if anybody's ever been in a condition or a place or time in your life where you felt like you were lost. It's the scariest feeling that ever comes over you. And I got over there and I thought, well, I better head back to the way I come. And I turned around and I could not remember the route that I come up on that other ridge. And here I was. I was looking and everything, and it swept over me, Brother Eddie. I said, I'm lost. How in the world? And I'm way out in the back of East Lynn, way out there, way far away from the lake. You couldn't hear nothing. And I looked like this, and the shadows was falling. I said, Lord, as one time I prayed, I said, Lord, I don't know where I'm at. Which way do I go to get to my car? I don't know the way out of here.
Yeah.
And way over in a holler, way over in there, I heard somebody's horn and some loud engine of the truck go by. I said, I guess the only way, the hope that I got is to go in the sound that I heard that horn and that big old truck. And I walked and I walked, and the time that I got down, it was almost pitch dark. I got down in the middle of that road, and finally it dawned on me where I was at, that I had cut up that road on down, and I went down and finally went into that man's parking lot and found my car. I'm telling you, it's an awful feeling when you don't know where you're at, which way to go, and the big question in your mind, what do I do, Lord?
Amen.
Where do I go from here?
Yeah.
Jesus, I don't know the way. I don't know the way. I'm glad that the Lord don't leave us.
Thank God.
I'm glad that he won't forsake us.
Yes.
This right here is what brought me to Jesus.
Yes.
And it is the best roadmap that I could ever tell you to go by. Praise be to the Lord. From Genesis to Revelation, this is my roadmap. It leads me to the pearly gate. It was because of this that a preacher, a song called The Lighthouse, that brought me to Jesus. Hallelujah. And I'll never forget that night that he saved my soul. The best trip, hallelujah, that I ever went on is when I climbed Calvary's rugged hill and I bowed down at an old rugged cross. And I found the way, the truth, and the life. And his name is Jesus. And he saved me. Have you ever got lost since then, Brother Tommy? Yes. Have you ever been confused since then, Brother Tommy? Yes. Have you ever had questions and wondered what to do and what direction to go? Yes, I've been there. I've been telling you, but God hears and He answers prayer. When you're sincere in your heart and you want to know the truth and to know the right way, ask God to show you and lead me, Lord, in the path and teach me Thy ways, O Lord. And I guarantee He'll show you the right way. I've been telling you, it's a good way. It's a pure way. It's a holy way. It's a loving way. Raise your little hand and praise Him in the house.
Bless the Lord, yes, Lord. Praise God. Praise God.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Have your way, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Bless you, Jesus.
Lead me, Lord. Just show me. And I'll gladly follow.
Yes.
How many knows without God we cannot make it?
Right.
Brother Jason, Brother Earl, we are helpless.
Helpless.
And we're hopeless without God.
Right.
I can't find my way alone. God classifies His people and calls us sheep.
Yeah.
Psalm 95 and 7, for He is our God. We are the people of His pasture and the sheep of His hand. Do you know why the Lord compares His people to sheep? Oh, Lord, I've done much study, much pray. I've dug deep. Sheep require endless attention and more special care than any other class of livestock.
Yeah.
Sheep cannot find their way alone.
Man, that's right.
They, everyone, have to have a shepherd.
That's it, Lord. Amen. That's right.
They, sheep, cannot guide themselves. They are totally defenseless. They cannot survive just anywhere. Thank you, Lord. The most gullible animal that God ever made is a sheep. They get in more trouble than all the other animals. I'm telling you, outside of the fold, that Brother Preston prayed and he preached that night on the 3 points of being a sheep in God's pasture. I'm telling you, Brother Keith, it touched my heart. It would not leave me. Oh, Lord, I don't know about you, but yes, I need my shepherd. Oh, Lord. But can I tell you, the sheep need one another. Because if you are with the sheep, you will be in comfort. And you will be where the shepherd is. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. I'm glad that we got a shepherd. This is Good Shepherd Holiness Church, 1163 Jackson Avenue, and we got an under shepherd, and I'm telling you, He loves the flock. Hallelujah. And Jesus over Him, He loves every one of us with an everlasting love. And the Lord wants to lead you. He wants to guide you. He wants to feed you. He wants to hide you. He wants to protect you. Hey, praise the Lord. Raise your little hand. I'm glad I'm among the redeemed. I am with the redeemed and with the sheep of God.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
You're right.
Yes, Lord.
They can't. They cannot survive just anywhere. I told Mary this morning coming to church, I said, I prayed so hard over this message. The tears flowed down my face and the water poured out of my mouth on my chest.
Come on, Brother Tom.
Children,
doing good.
I've got to make it.
I've got to make it.
Man, that's right. Hallelujah.
I've got to make it.
I don't want to miss it now.
Wow. want to miss it.
I don't want to miss the Lord and go astray now.
Come on.
There's all kind of dangers outside of those doors. All the spiritual wolves are howling. And the bears and the lions are roaring. I'm telling you, stay in the fold. I stay with people that love you and care about you. I'm telling you, it flows from breast to breast. Brother Jason, I know that you love me. It flows from your heart to my heart. It flows from this pulpit all the way back. We got the love of God here in this little church. Give him a little wave offering. I'm telling you, God cares about you, and I care about you. Brother Jason cares about you. Hallelujah. Show me, Lord, and lead me in the right path.
Hallelujah. Amen, brother.
Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Sheep very easily go astray if they don't stay near the shepherd. Now listen.
Come on now.
I'm giving you truth.
Bless him, Lord.
Yes, you are.
Bless him, Lord.
It's a sheep's habit to eat with their head down. Mm-hmm. And keep walking with their head down and hardly ever look up and don't pay attention.
Come on, brother. Bless him.
To where they are going. They need to constantly and at times to hear the shepherd's voice.
Amen. Come on, brother.
There ain't nothing any sweeter, I'm telling you, than to hear the voice of the Spirit of God.
Amen.
As long as he's a talking to you and you are hearing him, you are saved. If you follow his voice and you say, Lord, I never want to get away so far that I cannot hear your voice. Well, praise be to the Lord. This just came to me in any of my notes. This shepherd by trade, I don't know if I read it or I heard it preached. It seemed like I heard this preached, but it's a true story. This man, him and his wife had a little girl, and they was out on the farm. That's all they knew was farm. Well, he had a big flock of sheep, and that's what he tended was the sheep. That little girl got old enough, he would take her with him out into the field to lead the sheep in the greener pastures.
Yes.
They'd go on this hillside, graze them for a while. Maybe another day they would take them across the field up on the other hillside. I remember that so plain, I never forgot it. That little girl got older and older and older. She never did forget her dad. Her dad, whenever he would want to call his sheep, he would whistle. He had a certain whistle about him. And he would call for the sheep. Here, sheep. Here, sheep. Here, sheep. And little heads, Brother Jason, would come up.
Yeah.
And they would come off on the hill when they heard the shepherd whistle and heard his voice hollering at them. And they all, I've never forgot, I've wept over this and wept over it. And they would come down to where he was. And he would lead them over there and put them all in a corral. That little girl many, many, many times followed him out to the field. And she never forgot that whistle.
Yes.
She decided to go away to college. In a far country somewhere, town that is far away from him. She would ride her daddy. Daddy, I'm doing all right. He'd ride her back. How you doing, honey? She said, I'm doing fine, Daddy. I'm doing fine. He knew the town where she was at. And after a little while, you know, time makes a change.
Right.
Time wears. Time seems like it just, you get so involved and you forget. Your raising, you forget your teaching, you forget the home life. The letters dropped off. He wrote, he never got an answer. He said, there's only one thing that I know to do. He said, I know the town, He said, I don't know where the apartment is. I don't know where she's staying, but I know the town that she's in. That shepherd packed up and he drove to that town. He said, I'm parking my car here. And he walked down the sidewalk and he looked at the buildings. He looked at the apartments. And they said that he raised his voice. Said he walked block after block, block after block. He didn't know it, but his girl was sitting on a bar stool drinking. Away from God, away from home. She had her friends with her. And said, all of a sudden, she looked at her friends and said, what was that? Did you all hear that?
Listen, Lord. Come on, man.
Yeah.
That blessing man rose, lifted his voice again, and whistled real loud. It got louder. That girl said, it's getting louder, it's getting louder. He walked right in front of that bar and whistled the top of his lungs. Said that little girl said, that's my daddy. There ain't no whistle like his whistle. Nobody can whistle like my daddy can. That's my daddy. And she ran out of that bar and ran down the sidewalk and grabbed her daddy and said, Daddy, you came for me. And I know you love me. Oh, Lord, I want to go back home. I miss the home life. I miss the sheep. Oh, raise your hand, children. God's got a voice. God's got a way of revealing himself to you. Nobody can whistle like my daddy. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Nobody's got a voice like the shepherd. And nobody can talk to you. Hallelujah. A tone of love like the shepherd can. Hallelujah.
Bless you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord.
Hey. Oh, Lord, get a hold of our attention. Oh, Lord, don't let us miss it. Lead me in the right path, Lord. Hallelujah. Show me the truth, Lord. Don't never let me go astray, God. Raise your hand right now. I want to stay with the sheep and with the shepherd.
Yes, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Sheep become easily disoriented.
Yes. You know,
at the least bit of trouble. For a child. And lost when they stray too far from the fold.
You're right.
More than any other animal, sheep need more detailed direction and guidance and special handling in order to survive.
Come on.
Jeremiah 10:23. O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It's not in man that walketh to direct his steps.
Oh God.
The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord.
Ordered by the Lord.
And he delighteth in his way.
Oh, yes, Lord.
How many knows here today? If you're really honest with the Lord and sincere in the depths of your heart, he'll show you the way.
Amen.
In a way that you won't doubt it.
You're right.
He'll lead you and guide you and preserve you and keep you from going astray.
Yeah.
If you follow him.
Yes.
When I'm with the shepherd, I know that I'm safe from harm. Did y'all hear years ago about the sheep that all went over a cliff?
Yeah.
Listen to this. In the USA newspaper, USA Today newspaper, they ran a story on July the 8th of 2005 with these headlines. 450 sheep jumped to their death in Turkey. I read that and I thought, what on earth kind of story is this? One sheep jumped.
What?
One sheep jumped to its death when Turkish shepherds left the flock to graze while they went and had breakfast. They sadly watched as nearly 1,500 other sheep followed, each sheep leaping off of the same cliff. In the end, 450 dead sheep laid on top of one another in a billowy pile of white wool. Those who jumped later were saved as the pile got higher and higher to cushion the others when they fell. "There's nothing we can do. They're all wasted," said Nevzat Bahan, a member of the 26 families whose sheep were all grazing in the herd. "Now only a few families have sheep left. It's going to be hard on us," he said. "Oh, what a loss." He goes on to say, quote, I got it right in the paper, "The first sheep jumped for reasons unknown, and the rest of them followed it."
Wow.
"We don't know why. Why did that first sheep jump? Can I say today, stay with the shepherd and never leave his side? Stay in the fold and you'll be safe. How many knows we forever need the presence of our good shepherd?"
Yes.
Over 3,030 some years ago, the psalmist David was shepherd by trade before he ever became king of Israel.
Yes.
David said in Psalm 143:1, "Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear to my supplications. I stretch my hands unto thee. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk." Here it is. "Teach me thy will, for thou art my God.
My God.
Thy spirit is good."
Yes.
"Lead me in a plain path."
Right.
Make it plain.
Right.
Make it plain.
Woo.
Right. I'll tell you one thing. You can doubt a lot of things, but there's one thing that everybody in this congregation can honestly admit.
You're right.
You cannot doubt God's love when you feel it.
Amen.
And when you feel wanted and feel loved by others.
Right. Yes.
Amen.
Right.
Can't doubt.
Bless him.
You can't doubt that.
That's right. Amen.
That's right.
Praise the Lord. I believe it'd be good right now to raise our hands. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the way, Lord. It's the divine way, God. Hallelujah. It leads to heaven. Oh, I am the good shepherd that giveth my life for the sheep. Hallelujah. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man would lay down his life for his friends, and even give his life and his blood even for his enemies. Ain't you glad for a love like that that'll keep you? Well, praise the Lord.
You're right,
Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Thank God for his love.
Appreciate
the love of God.
Now, David's not the only one that's ever said, "Lord, show me. Just make it plain to me. Let me know."
Let me know.
When God called Moses to go down into Egypt to bring his people out of bondage, this was Moses' prayer. Exodus 33:13. "Now therefore, I pray thee, show me now thy way, that I may know thee."
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
God said, "Moses, I will send my angel with you down there. I'll go with you."
Yes.
"Show me thy way, Lord." Hallelujah to the Lord. In the Song of Solomon, the Song of Solomon is about a beloved shepherd who is king, and about his love for the Shulamite woman who was his bride and beloved sheep. Her love and great desire for her shepherd caused her to cry out to him in Song of Solomon 1 and 4. Listen to her heart's desire. She said, draw me.
Draw me.
And we will run after thee. Tell me, O shepherd, O thou whom my soul loveth, where thou feedest thy flock, for why should I be as one that turneth aside by the flocks of thy companions? And the shepherd answers his beloved sheep and bride. He said, if thou know not, O fairest among women, go thy way forth by the footsteps of the flock and feed thy kids beside the shepherd's tents. Stay, hallelujah, in the fold, and stay with the sheep, and stay where the shepherd is. Hallelujah, I don't need another fold. I'm gonna raise your hand. I don't need another way. I found him, and he's the way, the truth, and the life. His name is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. He is our Savior. He is our Redeemer. He's our Lord. He's our God. Him and nobody else. He's the way to heaven. He's a forgiver of sin. He's a healer of broken hearts. He's a heart mender. Hey, Lord, he's a deliverer in the time of trouble. I'm glad that I know him. He is the shepherd.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Lord, we praise you.
Bless
you,
Lord.
God,
draw me and I'll run after you.
Draw me.
Hallelujah. And she said, we will run after you. What she is saying, me and my kids, me and my children, just show me where the shepherds are feeding his flock, and just show me where the sheep is a grazing, and I'll get a hold of my little kids. I'll get a hold of their hands, and I'll say, come on, and we're going to run and follow him. Hallelujah. Woo! Come on, kids, I found a way. Come on, kids, I found a good pasture. Oh, hallelujah. This pasture's green.
Yes, Lord.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. Sheep will not lie down as long as they're hungry. As long as their belly is a gnawing and a hunger. They are restless and they are always on their feet, seeking something to satisfy them. Hungry sheep will be on the move, looking. But the good shepherd says, I've got the greenest pasture that you've ever seen, and I'll leave you, hallelujah, into the green pastures, and you'll get your little belly full, and you'll begin to lay down and rest in the peace of God. Raise your hand, no shepherd like mine, and no green pastures any greener, hallelujah, than Jesus. Oh Lord, I feel him today. Oh Lord, he leadeth me beside the still waters. Oh Lord, oh God.
Amen.
Sheep cannot drink from rippling water, running, rippling fast water. They get strangled.
Right.
Has to be still water. There, sheep.
Yeah.
Y'all thirsty?
Bless him.
Come here. Come here. Leads them off on the hill. See, they've been a bird grazing. Need some water. That shepherd knows where the clearest, purest water is.
Yes.
Whew. Satisfied water. And he leads them all on a narrow path like that and right down to a stream. And over on the side is a little pool of water that is steel.
Yes.
Steel as glass.
Thank God.
Ain't that something? Why, if I was a sheep, I'd come down there and stick my nose down in there like that to get a drink, and I could see my shepherd standing behind me. I could see his image in the water. Oh, to know that he's there. Oh, to know he's right with me. He's behind me. I could drink until my thirst was quenched. Holy, there's peace in the water. There's peace in Jesus. There's peace in the water. Holy Lord, water that is clear as glass that purifies the soul. Raise your hand and praise Him. He leadeth me. How many wants to follow the shepherd today? He leadeth me. In the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For Thou art with me, Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Ain't you glad you got somebody with you to comfort you? How many can say, I know I'm one of these sheep. I know. Ah, Lord, He prepareth the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Nobody can feed you like Jesus can. Hallelujah. He anointeth my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Oh, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Praise be to the Lord. I believe I'm on the right track, don't you? How many, everybody in this church, please, this is the way. And it's real, and it's genuine, and the Holy Ghost is here. Hallelujah. And the shepherd is in this church.
Thank God.
Yeah. to the time when Jesus saved your soul. Peace.